Albanese, you can't hide!
Albanese, you can't hide!
Stop arming genocide!
Stop arming genocide!
Peter Dutton, you can't hide!
Dutton, you're a scum!
Stop arming genocide! All right, thanks everyone for coming out again today. We know why we're here. We're here still, what are we, nearly 18 months on, to stop this bloody genocide, to stop Israel from continuing its massacres of the Palestinian people. And we're here, of course, 1 week out from a federal election to tell our government to stop their support for this genocide. We're here to tell Albanese and Dutton that you are both criminals. You are complicit in the mass murder of Palestinians. You are complicit in the murder of over 20,000 children. You are complicit in the destruction of every hospital and school and university and mosque in Gaza. You are complicit in the deliberate starvation of the people of Gaza. And you are complicit in Israel's crimes, not just in Gaza, but in the West Bank, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Yemen, and everywhere else in the world. And we're here to let them know that their complicity will not go unpunished. It will not be forgotten. It will never be forgiven. And that this movement for Palestine that has erupted in the last 18 months is here to stay. We will keep going as long as it takes until we see a liberated Palestine from the river to the sea. And we know that won't be a short struggle. We know it won't be an easy struggle. But what else can we do except commit ourselves to that fight in the long run, for the long haul, until Palestine is free and until Western imperialism that backs this genocidal state is brought to its knees and is defeated all throughout the world. And we have to do our bit to defeat it here in this country. My name's Josh Lees. I'm going to be one of the chairs today on behalf of the Palestine Action Group here in Sydney. I'll be chairing along with Amar Nasser, our other comrade from PAG. I want to start by acknowledging that, of course, we're meeting again today on stolen Indigenous land. We all saw another horrific reminder, I'm sure, on Anzac Day that anti-Aboriginal racism is alive and well, unfortunately, in this country. It's alive and well from neo-Nazi filth who are prepared to, you know, do what they do, but they are given confidence by the mainstream racism of Peter Dutton and, of course, the everyday racism of a system that treats Indigenous people as second-class citizens, incarcerates them at an astronomical rate, you know, all the rest of it. So we stand in an ongoing way with the fight for Indigenous liberation as well in this country. And of course, we link that to the fight for Palestinian justice and liberation. Now, we know, of course, that the situation in Gaza is as bad as ever. Israel is continuing its slaughter, its massacre. According to the UN, Israel now controls around 70% of the territory of Gaza, whether through extra buffer zones, all the corridors they've created, the no-go zones, the mass destruction, and of course the military occupation. I saw in the news today that the so-called safe areas that Israel has designated, you know, Mawasi and so on, which of course we know were never safe, and that Israel has repeatedly bombed the refugees living in tents in those supposed designated safe areas pretty much every single day. They continue to bomb those areas. But now even those areas, designated officially as safe areas, even though that's a lie by the Israeli military, those areas no longer exist on the official Israeli military maps. There are no more even designated fake safe areas in Gaza. Which gives an indication of what we've said, that Israel is determined to carry on this genocide, and they're doing it because they continue to enjoy the support of the US, of the Australian, of the British and French and German, you know, not to mention the Egyptian and Saudi and Emirates governments and so on. The massacres continue and the starvation continues. And this is something to be very watchful of right now. The World Food Programme says that they have now run out of food in Gaza. And we know that the starvation is one of the key weapons of war, actually, that Israel is wielding, potentially even more deadly than the 2,000-pound bombs and everything else that they're dropping on Gaza as they attempt to continue to force people to leave or to die as part of their ethnic cleansing operation. But before her, we're going to invite up Epi Fromm, who's a staunch activist here every week, from Muslim Votes Matter, who is also campaigning to punish the Labour government in this upcoming election. So please make her welcome. Thank you.
I start with acknowledging the traditional custodians of this land and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging, and any Aboriginal people here with us today. This was, is and always will be Aboriginal land. Today I am here to speak on behalf of Muslim Votes Matter. MVM is a 100% independent grassroots movement from the community for the community. It seeks to educate and advocate for the Australian Muslim community and was created against the backdrop of the current genocide in Gaza. I learned and joined this movement early in January whilst protesting against Israel's targeting of healthcare workers outside Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, organised by nurses and midwives from Palestine. Like many of you, I have often felt overwhelmed and powerless watching this genocide continue to unfold in plain sight, day after day, while Western and Arab governments either stay silent or actively support Israel as it carries out these atrocities. This includes the current Australian Labor government. Those aligned with Labor, the Labor Party, seem to have no red lines. They tell me that this is just the way it is, that Labor has done all it can for Palestine, that I am naive or I don't understand politics, and that we should just accept the status quo. But how can anyone say that in the face of such suffering? How can they be so comfortable with their complicity? I tell them nothing will change if we do nothing and stay silent, and that any party, Labor or Liberal, will never have my support. Never. Our unwavering stance is with the people of Palestine. And in truth, I see clearly that this is a stand for all of humanity. We gather here, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, out of conscience. We are the voices who refuse to be silent in the face of a genocide. We are the ones who say no to injustice, no to oppression, no to ethnic cleansing, anywhere and everywhere. I live in southwest Sydney, where there is a significant Muslim population. The current Labor members are Tony Burke and Jason Clare, covering the seats of Watson and Blaxland. While I have been at pre-polling booths in the last week, I have felt at times disheartened. It felt like an uphill battle, especially when people within our own communities dismiss the genocide, stating that it is not our issue because we are here in Australia, as if standing up for Palestine, as if speaking out against genocide is something to be ashamed of. But we will not be silent. We will rise. We will speak and we will stand for justice, because the fight for humanity is always our issue. In public statements, in Parliament, Jason Clare has mentioned Gaza once. Tony Burke, not at all. In Parliament, they both have not called for an immediate and sustained ceasefire. They did not call for an immediate restoration of Australia's funding to UNRWA. They have not called on Israel to allow unimpeded delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. They have not condemned war crimes committed by Israel in Gaza by name, as documented by Amnesty International and other human rights organisations. They have not called on Israel to comply with the provisional orders of the International Court of Justice. They have not called for a comprehensive arms embargo, including an immediate halt on Australian defence goods being exported to Israel and Australian defence contracts with the Israeli companies. They have not called for a lift to the 16-year illegal blockade on Gaza. Their supporters say that they have tried behind closed doors. we at MVM are judging by what's apparent. Clearly Labor and those ministers who claim to represent us have not done enough. Just as we have a right to live a life of dignity, respect and freedom, so do the Palestinians. The killings, the murder, the bombing, the burning of people alive, the starvation of innocent civilians is ongoing. And those who have chosen to look away, to downplay this genocide, to blame the resistance who are fighting against their oppressors, I say to them, shame on you! Every human being deserves the right to live in peace, and Palestinians deserve that right on their own land. As our elected representatives have failed to act on Gaza, here in Australia, we have watched for decades as Islamophobia rises unchecked. There have been increases in anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian and anti-Muslim hate incidents, fueled by our own political establishments. And simply put, we have had enough. Our votes will no longer be taken for granted. We will no longer tolerate bias and racism. It is time to hold those who have ignored us accountable this election. Let me be clear though, Muslims Vote Matter is not just for Muslims. MVM stands for justice and accountability. We are against all forms of hate, including racism. And we welcome you to join us. It is time to work together to break the two-party system. With the election this Saturday, May 3rd, we have how-to-vote cards covering all 151 seats across Australia, including the Senate. We have done the research over the past 18 months and developed a scorecard that is accessible on our website. We have also undergone a questionnaire to 750 candidates and developed a how-to-vote card based on these results. We focused on their stance on the current genocide, anti-discrimination laws, housing and healthcare. So all our how-to-vote cards are based on research and data. So if you want to hold politicians to account, which I'm sure you all do, go to mvm.vote. Type in your postcode, your street and suburb, and get our how-to-vote cards for your electorate. This election, let them know that you will be voting for Palestine and against the genocide. Our how-to-vote cards are designed to deliver a hung parliament and crack the two-party system, sending a clear message that genocide is our red line. Again, if you want to join us, you can go to mvm.vote and find out more information or speak to any of us here today. We are stronger together. Free, free Palestine!